Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we've been walking through part four of the Catechism on prayer, and the Catechism ends with a beautiful reflection on the Our Father. Now, we've done the Our Father in the past, but this is a brand new version. When his disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he taught them the Our Father. This is, word for word, how Jesus wants you to pray. Now, the Our Father is actually the basic template the Catechism uses to present the entire life of prayer. And of course, we say the Our Father at the start of each decade of the Rosary, but before we speak to our mother in the Hail Mary, we pause to honor our Father. And these first two words, these shocking words, our Father. Human beings calling God their Father. It's like a couple blades of grass calling a human being their father. After all, the distance between grass and men is actually a lot less than between man and God. So what does it mean? What can it mean for us to call God our Father? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Before anything else, notice that we're speaking in first person plural. We haven't been instructed to pray my Father, but our Father. Even if we're praying alone, we're supposed to say our, because part of salvation isn't just uniting with God the Father through Christ in the Spirit. It's uniting with each other. And a father is never happy if his children all love him, but they hate each other. In fact, it's one of the worst pains a parent can have when the kids grow apart. So the Lord demands that we approach His Father together and with love for one another. And the Father hears us more willingly when we call Him in this prayer together. St. Ambrose says, "Many insignificant people, when they are gathered together and are of one mind, become powerful, and the prayers of many cannot but be heard." So think of how many of us are praying the Our Father together right now. Think of that power. But also remember, when we say Our Father, God's intention, what our Father wants, is that all people will come into His family to be with Him in heaven forever. So think about that the next time you look at one of His children and hate them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We said at the first that for us to call God our Father, seems like blades of grass calling a human being their father. But of course, a human being hasn't created grass, and a human being hasn't recreated grass. But God has done that for us. He has made us, and made us like Himself, capable of knowing the truth, willing the good, delighting in beauty, and then He has made us again, recreated us, caused us to be reborn as His sons and daughters. So now we are even more like Him. We have His Spirit, His divine life inside us. And to the extent that we don't stop Him, the Holy Spirit will make us look more and more like Christ every day. And since Christ is the perfect reflection of the Father, the more we look like Christ, the more we will look like our Heavenly Father. So when we say our Father, what we mean, in fact, is that the eternal God, creator of heaven and earth, has looked at each one of us and said, he looks like me. She looks like me. I see myself in them. They are my children, and I am their father. What a joy to be acknowledged by such a father. What a joy to know that we are like someone so infinitely good, and that, no matter how badly we've failed, he still sees his goodness reflected in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's a great blessing to have God as our Father, but it's not something to take lightly. In both the Old and New Testament, God is presented as a Father who disciplines the children he loves. As C.S. Lewis says, he's not some happy-go-lucky old man, some dawdling grandfather who likes to see the young people enjoying themselves. No, he's someone who wants the best for his children, who doesn't want them spoiled, ruined by self-indulgence and cowardice and sin. He's a great father, and like all great fathers, he believes in his children and expects greatness from his children. He knows that happiness is found in heroism, and that's what he wills for all his kids, even when they don't want it for themselves. Remember when his father's firstborn son knelt before him in Gethsemane and said, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Remember that. This father did not grant his firstborn son's request to be spared the cross, the tortures of love, and the bitterness of heroism. And he will not grant that petition to us, his other children, either. because he wants eternal glory for us, eternal satisfaction, eternal gratification. And he knows that that only comes from heroism. So when we say our Father, let's do it with love, but also with an awareness that being the children of the eternal King comes with daunting responsibilities. And let's say our Father in a way that says we are willing to do his will and become the sort of sons and daughters who will make him proud. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But even though this Father has high expectations for his children, he is patient and his love is unconditional. This is the Father of the prodigal son and of the elder brother too. This is the Father who gives extravagantly, forgives immediately, and runs out to encourage everyone to come home and be happy together as a family. When we say our Father, we're speaking to our God, our Creator, the author of our redemption, the all-powerful Lord of heaven and earth, but we're also speaking to our Dad, who has given everything he has, including his dearly beloved firstborn, for our happiness. Our Father thinks of us all the time. He does everything, down to the most minute detail, in consideration of our well-being. He will never forsake us. He will never not be there for us. He is our Father. He is the best Father. And he loves us so much that eternity will not be long enough to thank him. This is our God. This is the Father we're praying to right now. That's the core and foundation of our faith. Never let that go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits
who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
I think this is such a great meditation, but I think it's can also be a sort of difficult one right now. Well, maybe it's not such a new thing, but I feel like the image of the family has been deeply attacked over the last couple decades, and that's changing so drastically. But I think it can be so hard for people to understand what we mean when we say our Father, if they don't have a good example of a father in their life.
That's true.
And that's part of the damage done when families are attacked in that sense.
That's true. I am really blessed because interesting, we are adopted sons and daughters of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an adopted son of my earthly father, mm-hmm. Art. And he is and was a fantastic father, which I think enabled me to have such easy access, mm-hmm. let's put it that way, to loving God the Father.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's also just so many components to the idea of what a father is. And I remember sort of, for one thing, talking to Xavier, my brother, about the concept of what it means to have like a legacy and a family history and that sort of thing, and sort of the responsibility of it as well. I think a unique aspect of our upbringing was our name always very much preceded us in school or like around the church, just because of who you are as a person. So there was a twofold pride and responsibility that sort of come with fatherhood or being the son or daughter of a father. And I don't know, it's a lot to think on and what that means for our relationship with God. Because it did really change how we acted and how we saw ourselves. For better or for worse.
It just makes me think that we rarely slow down and think of the reality and the impact of this prayer, of these words.
We've slowed down and talked about Father, but I have not thought that deeply about the word our. And I think that was such a good reflection on it.
I was always struck, and Father Vince Crishy, God rest his soul, did such a good job that when he would baptize a child, it's very interesting what happens at a baptism.
A lot of crying.
Ha. Especially at St. Lawrence, where the baptismal font's in the back of the church. Then he would walk the family to the front of the church, and then he would say, "Now, in the name of this child, we can pray the Our Father for this child for the very first time." Because baptism makes us children of God. And it's only then that we can call God our Father. All people are his children in potential. Only those who have his life in them through the Spirit, through baptism, can actually say it. And it was so striking at each of the baptisms to experience that.
Sort of the difference between having a father figure and a true adoptive father.
Yep.
It was a lot to think about.
It is. That's why I love that the Catechism devotes the whole last section.
Yeah. I also, one element I love about the Our Father is just the way it does connect people of faith. Because whenever we have our non-denominational friends, either over at our house or whenever they come to a Catholic wedding, they're like, "I know this one."
Yeah.
That's and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, because we are all those who have the Spirit of God the Father within them are all children and brothers and sisters.
And they're all potential Catholics.
Yeah, all people are potential children of God. All people are potential Catholics. Which is really, especially during this time right now, where it's so easy to hate people who we perceive to be on the other side.
We all divide, divide, divide.
Yeah, and that's bad. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.